All right. It's 1 a.m. in the morning, and you are listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Shannon Cleary, and I'm joined tonight by Boombox Knox of Lend Me Your Ears.
Hello out there, Richmond.
And the name of the show is The Commonwealth of Notions. For tonight, this is actually the first part of a two-part thing that we're going to be doing for this week and next week, where we are going to be showcasing and celebrating the art of the late MCA of the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, it's so excited right now. I cannot even stand it. We have worked pretty hard and trying to dig very, very, very deep for you all. And we are just going to go ahead and try and serve that man's life as much justice musically as possible.
Yeah, and tonight we're going to be showcasing the punk starts of the band, as well as some of the bands that they would cover and be inspired by, some of the groups that were on their initial record label that they worked with before joining Def Jam, going to Licensed Ill, Paul's Boutique, and we're also going to be jumping into a bunch of samples that were utilized throughout the entire Paul's Boutique session.
And that's where the show gets fun, guys, so please stay tuned. We got two full hours of just Beastie Boys, specifically MCA, kind of remembrance or a tribute, so to speak.
Absolutely. And as always, if you want to give us a call, it's 804-649-9737. And if you want to see what the playlist is, it's WIR.org. And right now we're listening to an instrumental track by Schoolie D, correct?
That is correct.
Cool, cool. And I believe Time to Get Ill off of License to Ill was the song that utilized a Schoolie D beat throughout the entire course of that tune.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just kind of a foreshadow of what you can expect here on the Commonwealth of Notions with Shannon Cleary, my good friend, and myself,
yes.
Boombox Knox. We're going to be able to kind of dive into specifically Paul's Boutique, just different groups that had samples and that they used to pull out to layer in all those just really complicated beats in the background of all those great songs.
Absolutely. But to get things started appropriately, this is Egg Raid on Mojo. It's coming up. It's one of the first ones. I believe it was on Cookie Puss.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was. And that is Rat Cage Records.
Yes. And we're going to be showcasing Agnostic Front and the Neos, two other bands that were on Rat Cage Records. So without further ado, it's Commonwealth of Notions. And here is Egg Raid on Mojo.
We'll be right back.
Culture Works Colsetta Expo 2011 distributed $50,000 to Richmond area nonprofits. This year, the amount will go up to $75,000. And once again, you can help determine where the money goes. In addition to free admission to the Science Museum of Virginia, live music, visual arts, dance, and cultural exhibits, people who register online will receive a supply of Colcha bucks to invest with their favorite nonprofits. Colcha Expo 2012 will be Saturday, June 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Science Museum of Virginia. Full details and free registration are at richmondcultureworks.org. You're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions. My name is Boombox Knox.
And hey, it's Shannon, the normal host, of course, of the Commonwealth of Notions, and we just played a pretty quick selection of a lot of stuff for you, so I'd like to go through that with you. Let's see. You just heard the Beastie Boys covering a Bad Brains tune called We Will Not. Before that was the title song for the band, Beastie Boys performing Beastie Boys. Before that was the Neos with Race Track, a Bad Brains tune entitled Band in DC off of their record Rock for Light. And then we had Agnostic Front with Victim of Pain. Agnostic Front and the Neos were both on Rat Cage Records along with the Beastie Boys. Before that, Minor Threat with Salad Days from their complete discography, Beastie Boys with Egg Raid on Mojo, and of course we started off with Schoolie D, Another Sign. And I guess, what do we have coming up next? I think we have, what, a live version of She's On It from the Madonna tour?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They opened for Madonna in 85 as their first kind of break, so to speak, and that was a year after they made the transition from the punk rock to the hip-hop that they are most well-known for.
Absolutely. And as always, if you want to give us a call, it's 804-649-9737. And if you want to see what we're playing throughout the evening, please visit the website, which is WRIR.org. And without further ado, She's On It by the Beastie Boys from a tour that they did with Madonna in 1985. Oh, and you're listening to the Jaws theme, as done by John Williams.
Boys, I want to ask y'all a question. How many of y'all have been to a rock concert before? All right. Well, what we got here is a whole new kind of rock concert. Because we don't have a band up here with us. We got a DJ, DJ Double R. Now, all he's got over here is two turntables, a mixing board, and a stack of records. But he can play anything that any band can play. Double R, play me the guitar. There's no confusion. Conclusion. She wants to waste my time, and that's no delusion. Her final decision is perfection and precision. Because she's grade A class, number one in her division.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, you are listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. You just heard a live rendition of She's On It by the Beastie Boys. This is an instrumental cut of It's Time to Get Ill. Next up, we have an interview with the group from their appearance on the Joan Rivers Show. So you should look forward to that. You want to give us a call, it's 804-649-9737. And if you want to see what we're playing, go to WIR.org. Tonight's theme, if you haven't heard already, is in tribute to the late MCA of the Beastie Boys. So here we go. Let's keep this rolling.
We actually brought you an apple, but looks like during the performance it was dismembered.
Thank you. That's the kind of thing Pee Wee Herman would bring me. So, Mr. now, who? How'd you all three get together? Juilliard?
Well, you know, Joan, it's funny you should ask that. Because in actuality, the three of us have been working on a kind of a concerto through the Juilliard Music School.
None of you went to college, did you? But one of you got accepted at Harvard?
I got expected to attend many institutions, Harvard, Yale, Princeton.
I'm still waiting to hear from Harvard and Yale and Brown, as a matter of fact.
But, and you?
I barely speak English.
Now, let me ask you, because I'm enjoying you, because this is not my house.
Could ever go to your house?
I would invite you to my house in
a
second.
Dinner at Joan's house. Everybody, come on down.
How did the three of you get together?
I don't think that we should discuss that, Joan.
It's not for the FCC.
No, we're just like old friends, you know. We know each other.
One is from Brooklyn. You're from Brooklyn.
Yes.
Brooklyn!
Oh, yeah!
Brooklyn's in the house.
The two of you from New York, right?
Manhattan. But he was from, like, Brooklyn, the Heights, so it's right by...
So how did you meet? Did you meet, like, at a club? Or did you meet at music school? Or did you meet...
We went through kindergarten together. We've known each other since we were little kids.
Which is great. Now, what's happened? The three boys are all very young. How old are you?
I'm 19.
I'm 12.
Okay, you look great. 12. A hairy 12, right?
Look, the facial hair is coming in a little bit early, but his mind is...
Brooklyn.
Yeah, it would be a great bar mitzvah, so it's okay. But let me ask you. What's changed in your lives? I mean, tremendous success.
Joan, I said it before, and I'll say it again. Before we were famous, we used to stand on the corner and scream at girls a lot, and now we get to come to L.A., ride around in Rolls, Ferraris, that kind of thing, and scream at girls. In this way, it's a lot more effective.
Mike, you're wonderful.
If I just want to cut in here
and say that I love these guys and I've grown up with them and I think they're great and I just love them.
How are your parents?
Who knew?
Let me ask you, how are your parents taking all this? Because it must be incredible for them to think, here's a kid that sat around the house and threw ice cubes. You know what I'm saying? None of you look like I would pick you for success. I mean, you know what I'm saying. No offense, but you wouldn't be the one I would say, this one's a yuppie type. Now, your parents must be six of the happiest people in the world because it was this 11 worth. I mean, They must be just...
Joan, they tell us backstage, be nice to Joan.
Yeah,
she's a nice woman. Don't offend her. And we come out here, and what are you trying to do?
I'm trying
Joan,
to find out...
Bad,
I'm trying to find out, how do your parents take in this? Because you guys are coping with it and having fun.
Well,
how do your
not
parents
many people
take
would
it?
Notice, but... My father is Frank Zappa, as a matter of fact. I'm Dweezil Mooney and me. It's like not too many people know that.
Oh, good. Yes. Yes.
Hey, wait.
Help yourself. It's only a carry there. You want to do it? Do the announcement. Do the announcement.
Let's do the announcement, John.
Right there. We'll be right back with...
We'll be right back with Antoinette Jensen.
What's the time? It's time to get ill. What's the time? It's time to get ill.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. Check this out. 1, 2, 3. In the place to be, as it is plain to see, he is DJ Run, and I am DMC. Funky Fresh for 1983. DJ Jam Master J. Inside the place with all the bass. He leaves without a trace, and he came here tonight to get on your case. And we are the crush grooving, the body moving, the record making, and the record breaking. And it goes a little something like this. It goes a 1, 2, 3, and here we go. 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 DMC and DJ Run. Tum diddy tum diddy diddy dum dum. We're rocking on the mic, and then you know where we're from. Tum diddy tum diddy diddy dum dum. We hope y'all ready for the big beat drum. So people in the place in the big beat come. Here it come, here it come, here it kitty come, come. Come on everybody, let's all get down. What we have is a brand new sound. So nobody out there be misled. We make a ball.
but keep a bag of chiba inside my lung. I go to school every day on the stomach to pay, cause I'm rocking on the mic until the break of day.
And all the things I do make me a star, and you can be too if you know who you are. Just put your mind to it, you go real far, and the next thing you know, I have a big star.
Listen to the beat I say, because it's not routine, it's the way I play. Just come out my mouth all time of the day, and then I'm all the time your Master J.
Hey, they used to call me Easy D, because I rapped on the mic so easily. But now they call me DMC, he DMC of the bar team. The D's for doing it all of the time, M is for the rhymes that are all mine, C's for cool, cool as can be.
And why you wear those glasses?
So I can see it.
So just rhymes, rhymes galore, rhymes that you never even heard before. Now if you say you heard my rhyme, we're gonna have to fight, cause I just made the motherfuckers up last night. Kick off the shoe, relax your feet, party on down till the DJ run beat. The beat to get you up and get you out of your seat, make your boogie to the spot, cause you know it's unique. Wait a tiny minute, don't break on me. My rhymes come faster at the DJ tree. The DJ cut the rhythm from the valley below, then I boogie your ass till it's time to go. And when it's time to go, girls, taking you home, so straighten your dress up, out your hair, use a comb.
Well, I'm the microphone master, super rhyme maker. I get deaf as the others get faker. It's me,
DMC,
in the place to be, and I still
Right, it's 1:33 in the morning, and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name's Shannon Cleary, and I am joined by
Boombox Knox.
And if you're just tuning in, tonight's episode is a tribute to the memory of the late MCA of the Beastie Boys. You just heard a tune by Run DMC, which is a live rendition of Here We Go. And as you may know, Run DMC and the Beastie Boys spent quite a bit of time on the road when License Still came out. And they were also in the movie, I found it earlier. Crush Groove, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Okay. And before that, you heard It's Time to Get Ill off of License to Ill, an interview with the Beastie Boys from the Joan Rivers Show from 1987, January 15th. And then I started that off with an instrumental of It's Time to Get Ill. Now, Boombox Knox has some facts for you that he'd like to share, so I'll give him the stage.
Sure. Well, another interesting fact about the Run DMC is that they were the first hip-hop group to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And as most of you probably know, the Beastie Boys just last month were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as the third rap group to ever be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 1 month exactly, pretty much, before MCA passed away, and he lived to see 47 years old. He was born in 64 and grew up in Brooklyn, the son of a Jewish social worker, and his father was a Catholic painter and architect. And, you know, most people used to give the Beastie Boys grief about them being Jewish and all, but MCA in particular did not actively participate in any religious upbringing until he became a full-fledged active Buddhist much later on, which we will touch on next week.
Absolutely. Yes, because this is the first part of a two-part series on this. This week, next week, it'll be both me and Boombox Knox covering all the details and facts and offering a proper farewell to someone who I can personally say that the first one of the first bands that I really got into when I was quite young were the Beastie Boys. Like, everything from seeing them at the Video Music Awards to even, I think, Nathaniel Hornblower, a.k.a. Adam Yauch, going on stage dressed in costume to declare that he thought it was a travesty that Spike Jonze did not win the Best Director Award for his work on the Sabotage music video.
No, I have to say that I must agree with you as far as one of the first bands that, you know, as a kid, you just end up loving so much. I remember Eminem had a line in one of his really terrible songs about how he had to, or kids had to hide his tape like bad report cards. That's how I felt about growing up with the Beastie Boys. I had to hide my tapes, and one day I got caught because my dad was at home sick and I didn't realize it. I was blaring Sabotage on cassette tape, and I was very embarrassed, and he threw it away, and I was very sad.
Yeah. Those weren't the days. Those weren't the good ones. But hey, just as always, if you want to give us a call, we'll be here until 3. It's 804-649-9737. You can go to the website, which is WIR.org. What you're hearing right now is Bernard Herrmann's Cape Fear score, which was something that was utilized as a sample on the record Paul's Boutique, which in a few moments we will be getting into. But as a final departure from the License to Ill era, this is a demo version of a song called I'm Down, which features a pretty prominent Beatles sample, which I can only imagine it would have took a lot of money from Def Jam Records and probably even Rick Rubin probably maybe talked them out of it. In order to get that sample cleared and everything for the record, it seems like that would have been a pretty difficult task, to say the least.
Oh, absolutely. This one is actually one of my favorites that we have dug up for you, Richmond, Virginia, for this show.
And here we go.
My girl likes Frank's, not fucking beans. I'm gonna wax that girl right out them jeans. Inside my pants, find a deaf girl and do the new dance.
I'm down, I'm down,
because you know I'm down. I'm fully D, ain't on that shit.
I'm down.
What is dark matter?
Do we have free will?
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
We can't answer those tough questions, but we can tell you which artists influenced your favorite musical groups and take it two steps further by telling you the bands in their peer group and the new bands aspiring to follow in their footsteps.
Every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m., we spend 2 hours playing you the musical history of a new band every week. We are Cause and Effect, brought to you by Alex and Lightning's Girl. Only on WRIR 97.3 LP FM on your dial, or you can stream us on WRIR.org.
To all the young ladies, this is what it means.
Say his name is
just gather around with the rhymes I possess. The words I protest and I can put together, I can call it finesse. Now listen up, ladies, and listen up good. I'm gonna rock on the mic like I know I could,
like I know we should,
and like I know I would.
Keep.
I rock the house.
He's keep, keep.
I rock, shock, rock, turn it out, and you know that.
And he got
the finesse to be, hold that.
He's the dawn.
Keeping on to the crack of dawn. A party people in the place, you got to keep on. Now if you like the beat and you want some more, scream it out and say, funky fall.
Funky fall.
Gonna be for
to live.
And then
I hold on tight so I never slip.
And
then tongue you down onto the ground. If any love is there, it will be found by the man you all can tell. I rock well to the depths of hell. And every time you hear my name, girl, it rings a bell. Oh, when the bell rings, it goes
ding dong.
Then I rock it in the shop to the break.
Too black, too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these dirty dribbles are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, cause we always do this. Ha ha, yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row,
What a brother, no, once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public enemy number one, 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Power the people say, make a miracle, keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out. I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters. Why, cause the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight. Come on now, they're going to have to wait till we get it right. Radio stations are questioning their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Bring the noise. Sex, I call him Norm, you know, he could cut a record from side to side. So what the ride, the glide, what should be safer than a suicide? Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for watching, for witching, you call a band, man, making a music of music, but you can't do it, you know, you call them demos.
But we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono.
Beat is for Yoko Ono.
Run the MC first, and the DJ could be a band, standing its own feet, get you out your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell.
Watch is for Anthrax.
Still it can rock bells, ever forever, universal it will sell. Terminator exit! Like a comatose, stand my man, a piece of same with a bolster. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last. Why you ask? Roll with the rock stars,
they'll never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, you can investigate. No need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, posse in effect, got flavor. Terminator, exercise checks, play to get paid. You got to check it out down on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hey, yo, Griff, get the S1W. We got to handle this. We ain't going out like that. Yo, man, straight up on the Columbo tip. We can do this like Brutus, because we always do this. You know what I'm saying? There's just one thing that puzzles me, my brother. What's wrong with all these people around here, man? Is that clocking? Is that rocking? Is that shocking?
All right. It is 1:59. And you are listening to WRRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Shannon Cleary, and I'm joined tonight by...
Boombox Nux.
And yeah, if you're just tuning in, you just missed the first hour of our Tribute to MCA show, part one. You just heard Public Enemy with Bring the Noise off of their record, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. Before that was a remix of the song Hey Ladies by the Beastie Boys, done by Paul Nice. Before that, Funky 4+1 with the tune That's the Joint. And as I read, they were actually one of the first groups, hip-hop groups that is, to get signed to a record label and get a record deal, and that was back in 1980. And then before that, we started off with I'm Down, a License to Ill demo by the Beastie Boys. And yeah, before we get into our second hour, you should know that you're listening to Ronnie Laws, Tell Me Something Good, off of the 1975 release Pressure Sensitive, as put out by Blue Note Records. But, like I mentioned, do you think you have what it takes to be a WRR DJ? Do you want to join the elite company of volunteers that keeps Richmond supplied with the best music and local content week after week? It's not all fun and games, but if you're a real music nut and you're willing to make the commitment, we're always looking for trainees, revolving substitutes, and show hosts. You can take the first steps on the path by emailing beadj@wrr.org or visiting our website, wrr.org, and clicking on the Volunteer Opportunities button. And yeah, I guess if you want to give us a call, 804-649-9737. And if you'd like to see what we're playing, always go to WRIR.org. Did you have any facts for us, Knox?
Well, I have a fact about WRAR.org, and that is also that you can stream us live, if you did not already know that, through the website. So you can let your friends know in London and Iowa and California that they can check out the second half of our MCA tribute if you have some nutso fans out there that you think might miss out on this golden opportunity for us to be able to expose some of these awesome tracks, you know, kind of like the Hey Ladies remix that we have been able to dig up for you in celebration of the life of MCA.
Yeah, what was really cool about planning this entire show out was that, as Boombox Knox actually was able to find, we came across 3 gigs of studio rarities, B-sides, interview content, live versions of many of the songs, covers, as well as a plethora of samples that were all derived from the Paul's Boutique sessions. So it's really fun because we get to kind of expand beyond just providing you with Beastie Boys as a soundtrack. Because, of course, you know, we're going to showcase that anyway. But, you know, you might hear a few tunes that you're actually be really shocked and be like, wow, so they pulled from that artist, this artist. It wasn't just hip-hop and, you know, funk. There's a little bit of Alice Cooper in there. They even did a little bit with Led Zeppelin. There's just a lot of really cool stuff, and I think that they had a really brilliant opportunity when they actually went to California, met up with the Dust Brothers, and for their first release on Capitol Records, which was Paul's Boutique, they were able to actually create a sound that was so different than the License to Ill era that it just really made them, I think it cemented their reputation. I think they had so many hit singles off of License to Ill, but I would say Paul's Boutique was the game changer. I think that's the one where it all made a difference.
No, absolutely. And although it critically didn't really do all that terribly well, the cult following really is what kind of separated them from just silly white boys trying to do hip-hop to actual, you know, musical ideas that are implemented in their music.
Absolutely. And I guess let's let the Ronnie Laws Tell Me Something Good finish up. But following that, immediately, will be Disco Dave and the Force of the 5 MCs with High-Powered Rap. You're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WRIR. I'm Shannon. This is Boombox Knox.
Hello.
And yes, let's keep things rolling. Thank you for listening and staying up late. Here is Disco Dave and the Force of the 5 MCs on the Commonwealth of Notions.
We don't wanna be left behind. All we wanna do is just blow your mind just one more time.
And you say New York City right about now. To the sound you hear, deaf to your ear, you have no fear. The mix master Mike, Disco Dave, the amazing Crash Crew is here. Backed by popular demand and shot the motherland. Giving you more than what you bargained for. In your mind, bringing you the baddest jams we can find.
We are here to tell the world just who we are. Shocking females, cause we are superstars. And let me tell you, the bass in your face, the highs in your eyes, so make your nature rise. Cause we are the Crash Crew, and we rock till you can't survive.
So it's Friday the 3rd,
when we heard the word,
Mike and Dave was taking over the town.
And now the happy people
was dancing to the beat
of the vicious Crash Crew sound.
With 2 DJs, 6 MCs,
we rock the house so viciously. And I'm the R, the E, double G-I-E, be the highest degree and the woman's key. Satisfy your needs and curiosity.
Well, I'm the B-S-T-R-O. So I came here to rock, I came here to roll. Wouldn't touch the whack, I would've 10-foot pole.
Cause I'm the L to the A, the S-H-U, to the B-E-E, I'm lost you. B, because I float like a butterfly, sing like a bee. They talk about B over cup to T.
Well, I'm the N to the I, the A, E, C. Because I vibe the mic, tranquility. I'm with the force of the 5, not 4 MCs. Because I am the only E, K,
Mike C. And I'm the G-double-E, the M-A-N. And I want you young ladies just to understand that I'm spreading my love from land to land, doing it all with my master plan.
And I come to you in the radio wave. I rock the house tours, I can't behave. All the females on the rock just praise and crave. I go by the name of a disco day.
So don't quit the beat, quit and stop the beat stopping. Come on down, C, just keep on rocking.
So run to the front, the beat busts out. We be rocking the house, say without a doubt. We ride around town in slick hot rods with the newest sense, same sense, hard and soft. But Reggie Red,
it's better for your head.
Barry B. Strode,
it's better for your head.
Shoe Bees,
it's better for your head.
Iggy Mike C,
it's better for your head.
The Melody Man,
it's better for your head.
Disco Day,
it's better for your head. Mix Master Mike, it's better for your head.
So if you got 19 on the go,
somebody say ho.
Stop, cause I'm super cool and got a high potential. Necessary element and essential. Rocking the house with the greatest of ease. We bringing young ladies down to the knees. So come in the door, we'll make you dance. Soon you'll be a victim of circumstance. You find your feet in a disco trance. And when you think of escape, there is no chance. The beat holds you tight when we're on the mic. Cause I'm MC Reggie Reg and I'm out of sight. The beat stroll, am I mellow? What it look like when you're on the mic? Tell a sucker MCs, don't buy.
Well, I'm the one that kind and I feel real fine. You see, I rock young ladies most any time. And I may sound conceited, but I tell you what, I got a bunch of girls that's trying to bust my nut. I want all of y'all to understand what Barry B. Stowe is the maiden's man. I want all of y'all to shout it out and what Barry B. Stowe is all about. Because A is the apple, J is the jack. If you don't get that, you must be whack. With the needle to the groove to make you move. You put the bass in the face to rock this place. Put the highs in your eyes, I make your nature rise. But come on, y'all,
let's do it.
Shoot me, I'm my mellow, my man. I turn on your mic, but then you rock, yeah. And like I know you can.
You know that, because I got like that, young lady. But I'm sure the light when I'm on the mic. I'm guaranteed to rock the house all night. And then it's on the MC. Don't you fight. Sit up to the munch from Captain Crunch. From Muhammad Ali, the knockout punch. Totally on Spank, the brush your teeth. I feel the Eminem man, the Jackson Keith. Did I help Jammu Moses to build the car to make the rock and shit back to reach the star? Sit up now, you know. And now you see a wide gold by the name MC. Shoot, beat Mike C.
Yeah.
My mellow. What would it look like when you own the mic?
When I was born with a name that was so damn fly, you see the fly girl could never pass the by. I was born with the walk that was so unique, plus the fly boys, girls, whenever I speak. I was born with class and I was born with style. I was made with the rap that's worth the while. You see the E is for every chance I get to rock through the rhythm so you won't forget. You see the K is for the knowledge of the galaxy. Cause everybody knows girls. Cause everybody know EK by C. You see, I got my rhyme. You got your own, come on, G-Man, get on the microphone.
Cause I think females are all the same. They all get slick and they play the game. But listen here, I got something for you. And this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna rock it. And don't stop it, cause the party has begun. So come on, females, get on the dance floor. Let the fellas have some fun. Cause I'm here tonight to rock the mic. So please understand that it's DJ Dal C and the Mellow G-Man. And when I'm on the mic, I'm sheer delight, and I'm the women's pride and joy. And for the sucker MCs to get in my way, it's them I do destroy. Cause I'm the super duper loop-de-looper, number one MC spender. And if you mess with me, I'm sure you agree that I am no beginner. So disco, I'm my mellow, it's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, girls, 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 it's girls I can't ignore. I like them sweet and kind, intelligent and fine. It's them I do adore. With class and style, I make it worth the while when I take one on a day. Any race or creed is fine with me. You see, I don't discriminate. Yes, girls, 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 they can improve any man's life. You put your mind at ease and fulfill your needs when you take one for your wife. At the wave of your hands, they follow your commands, doing what you tell them to. Under pressure and stress, they'll perform their best, yes, as long as you are true. You see, you must understand to be a ladies' man. You can treat with grace and pride. Go hand in hand to be a gentleman, and then always be by your side. Well,
girls, 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 girls,
shout and clap your hand. Because my mellow on the mic, I know you like, and they call him G-Man.
Cause you walking down the street with your box in your hand, and you playing the music of the boy.
show shot beat, and then you hear G-Man on your radio rapping. Your feet start to dancing and your hands start to clapping. So you say to your friend that he's really good. I'm gonna take this show and rock the whole neighborhood. So you take the show and it sounds so very nice. So you sell it round the block for a very high price. Now the whole damn block is trying to sound like me, but I'm the original and not a duplicated copy. So a buzzy buzz, my mellow, my man, LSD, my mellow, my man, MHG, my mellow, my man, TC, my mellow, my man, 45, my mellow, my man, Debbie Deb rocks the house.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
Keep out, I can't wait till it's time.
Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
from village, my style's wild and you know that it's still it.
This snow bag's dripping and you're doing the buzz.
Shake your rope.
All right. It's 2:18 in the morning, and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name's Shannon Cleary, and I'm joined by...
Boombox Knox.
And you have just gotten here in time for the last 40 or so minutes of our tribute to MCA, the late important originator and one of the three originators of the Beastie Boys. And this is, the first part that has been showcasing the punk days, License to Ill, and Paul's Boutique. I just kind of want to give you a little bit of a rundown of what you've heard. That was a video version of the song Shake Your Rump, as featured on the companion to Paul's Boutique, which I imagine was on the reissue that came out in 2009. Before that, Rose Royce with Car Wash from the original motion picture soundtrack for the movie of the same name. Before that, and how we started the hour, was with Disco Dave and the Force of the Five MCs with the tune High Powered Rap. And what you're hearing right now is AJ Scratch by Curtis Blow off of his 1984 release, Ego Trip, that was put out on Mercury Records. You got anything?
I just actually find it really amazing to listen to some of these songs that you wouldn't ever think is related to the Beastie Boys, and then listening to these songs in that context and just kind of being able to pick out, like, oh, that's what that was from.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean... Especially on this release, I mean, what's really funny is there's that song off of License to Ill where they went ahead and they were going to use a Beatles sample, but it didn't work out. Yet, I believe on this one, I think they actually utilized about four or five Beatles tunes. I know we're going to play one a little later in the hour, but I think they actually used like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and a couple other things,
too. Yeah, back in the USSR, was in there as well.
Yeah. It's pretty wild just to think about how far they went in terms of just the innovation of their craft and design. And I think that had a lot to do with them just ready to move on. I mean, I think that's always been the case with them, with all the releases. You know, whether, you know, you want to look at Ill Communication, Hello Nasty, or even their last release, Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. Each one shared very different ideas, yet there was always that. It was the voices, I guess. It was the voices of Mike D, Ad-Rock, and MCA that really always brought it back home.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, yeah, just... But as a reminder, as always, the phone line is 804-649-9737. You can see what we've been playing so far at WIR.org. And I think we should... Let's cut it into a little bit of Curtis Blow for a second.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is a great track.
Yeah, and this is their boy from the Crush Groove days. So, without further ado, here is Curtis Blow.
I wanna see you.
AJ.
Dancing, dancing all night. Dancing, dancing all night. Baby, dancing, dancing all night. All night, lady, dancing, dancing all night. Keep me dancing, dancing all night. All night, lady. you're so nasty. Come on, show the whole entire world what you can do. Hey DJ, get funky.
It's the World Famous Printing Show.
All right. Well, it's 2:33 in the morning, and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name's Shannon Cleary.
And I'm Boombox Knox.
And right now you're hearing Funky Snakefoot from Alphonse Mazoon off of the record of the same title. And what's really interesting is that this is yet another artist off of Blue Note Records. This is a track actually from 1973. And I guess, what is it, the little drum roll is to the beginning of Shake Your Rum?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So that's, it's really quite something else to look at all this stuff and be like, man, all right, so they're pulling that in from, you know, that entire era, and they're finding a way to utilize all these different sounds, and it's just, man, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, just the different combinations of, like, how, you know, of vast genres are covered just on this one album alone is ridiculous.
Absolutely, yeah. And before that, we had the world-famous Supreme Team with Hey DJ, off of a release on Island Records from the 80s. Before that, you may have recognized that. That was an interlude from the motion picture Psycho by Bernard Herrmann, the second showing of the evening, before it was the Cape Fear score. And then before that, you know, it was Curtis Blow with AJ Scratch. And next up, we actually have a tune by Elvis Costello, Pump It Up. And there was a really cool story where he got banned from SNL and came back during the 25th anniversary program, in which the Beastie Boys were there performing, and they did the beginning of Sabotage, stopped, were like, we can't do this song. Elvis Costello ran out and played Radio Radio with the group. So it's very fitting that they would have sampled an Elvis Costello song so early in their career, only later to find a means of performing alongside the very, very important musician.
It's funny how that works out sometimes, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, but let's get back to Alphonse Mazzoun. As always, 804-649-9737 if you want to give us a call. WRIR.org if you want to see what the playlist is. And we've got a little under 25 minutes left, and then it'll be time for the all-nighter. So please stay tuned, because if you're staying up late, stay up late with WRIR. Let's get back to the music. You listen to the Commonwealth of Notions on WRIR.
Looking for something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Oh, right. It's 2:50 in the morning, and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name's Shannon Cleary.
And I'm Boombox Knox.
And you've been listening to our tribute to the late MCA. This is only the first part. We will be back next week with part two, and I believe our main focus of that will be Check Your Head, Ill Communication, Hello Nasty, To the Five Boroughs, some of their jazz material that fell in between, and the final release of Hot Sauce Committee Part 2, while also discussing the Tibetan Freedom concerts that they would put on, as well as a lot of the stuff that they would do with Grand Royal Records, which, if any, I guess, I don't know if you remember Boombox Knox, but they had such artists as Luscious Jackson, At the Drive-In, Sean Lennon, and many others. It was a pretty exciting time for them to be in charge of their own label and have their own imprint and know how to get this music out, so to speak.
No, absolutely. It just started off as an idea, and it ended up growing just out of control, got some great acts, and also made it as the same name as a magazine.
Absolutely, indeed. Well, hey, here's a little recap for you guys. You're listening to Paul Humphrey right now with the tune Super Mellow off of his, I guess the record was called Super Mellow too, and it was on Blue Thumb Records from 1973. Before that was a live rendition of Shadrach by the Beastie Boys, live at the Country Club, as recorded in 1992. That is personally one of my favorite. If I had a top five list of Beastie Boys songs, that would be up there.
Absolutely. And the samples from that are also pretty amazing. And something that we've been kind of touching on throughout the show. And also just noticing the evolution of, you know, these kids that a record store on 9th Street in, you know, New York City picked up these, you know, punk kids that were like 17 years old, and just the evolution of where they became and their vast musical genres that they kind of dove into. And I think that we did a pretty good job of with each set of music kind of exploring that a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I'm really excited to see what next week brings. But just to keep you guys in the know, before that was Alice Cooper with It's Hot Tonight off of his record Lace and Whiskey. Before that, the Beatles with When I'm 64 off of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And that set started off with Elvis Costello, the classic tune Pump It Up off of this year's Model. And after this, we have one more tune left, and then it'll be time for the all-nighter. So if you're staying up late, stay up late with WRIR. If you feel so inclined, you can give us a call at 804-649-9737. And please, feel free to go to WRIR.org and check out the playlist for this show. I also want to give a little bit of a plug. If you're a fan of the station and you're familiar with a lot of our Thursday programming, Cause and Effect, which airs from 7 to 9, is going to be doing a show similar to this one where they're going to go through all of the samples utilized by the Beastie Boys for their first three releases. They've done the show before, but they're revitalizing it just because in tribute of MCA. And that's exciting. And while you're there from 9 to 11, the show entitled Paul's Boutique will be airing. So you really don't have any reason other than if you, I don't know, you know, I don't know what your reason would be. I think you should just make plans to tune to WRIR and hang out from 7 to 11, you know? The bars don't close till 2 anyway, so, you know, what excuses could you possibly make for that?
And it's pretty easy. All you have to do is just turn on the radio, or you can stream us live on WRIR.org as well. See, we have so many options and ways for you to just go ahead and take advantage of what we have to offer.
Absolutely. And, yes, I guess I will bid farewell for the evening. I'd like to thank Boombox Knox for joining me for this fine evening. And we'll be back next week with part two, showcasing the life of MCA as an artist, as a, I wouldn't call him a man of protest. I think he was just a man that wanted change.
Absolutely. And a man of very strong opinions as far as making sure that everyone else understood how important it was also to make changes happen.
Absolutely. And that's primarily the reason why I'm dedicating this show and the next one towards celebrating the life of this artist. So to Adam Yauch, we miss you terribly, and this is our best way of paying you the respect that we feel you deserve. And yes, this has been the Commonwealth of Notions. We've got one more tune after this, and then it'll be time for the all-nighter. So as always, thank you for listening. Thanks for staying up late. And yeah. Here it goes. Sleep tight. Good night. We'll be back next week with part two of this tribute. And enjoy the stylings of Paul Humphrey. And we got a Sly and the Family Stone tune to finish off the show this evening. So thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. Y'all come back now. You hear?
Absolutely. Have a good night, guys.
WRIRLP 90.